And our final report this week comes from Northfield, Minnesota, the Prairie Creek Community School. And here is what they have to add.
Hi, this is Oliver.
And Eli.
From Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. My favorite sighting this week has been a group of orioles that were sighted several times around the school. They sing very loudly and are easy for us to identify. The kindergartners found a live toad in our sandbox. We also found a woolly bear and a slug.
We saw four herons and four rose breast grosbeaks. We also saw four sandhill cranes and a lone cedar waxwing feeding on our seeds. There are goldfinches out now, and we saw a flock of Canadian warblers eating in an elm tree. There are a lot of barn swallows making nests and finding birdhouses. They are swooping around and being aggressive toward other birds. We have heard one or two. They are swooping around and being aggressive toward other birds. We also have heard one or two phoebe calls from the chickadees. Just one pump handle song from a blue jay.
It's leaf out city down here. The locust and black walnuts have leafed out and have pollen released. The ginkgos in town have just leafed out too. The Siberian elms in our field have samaras on them. The majority of our class likes eating them, but there's a vocal minority who don't. Our oak trees have pollen released and our spruce trees have new red cones.
And there are flowers. Tulips are up all over town. Wildflowers that up include wood, swolces, violets, plumiac, and raw ginger. The spring beauties are mostly done, and so are the bloodroot flowers.
Ooh!
This has been Prairie Creek Community School taking a giant leap along the phenology journey.
Woo, indeed. Lots of things going on down there, and a kind of a preview of what to expect to happen up here.